Macmillan Audio presents A Fatal Grace by Louise Penny. Read for you by Ralph Cosham.
This book contains the following dedication. For my brother Doug and his family, Mary, Brian, Rosalind, and Charles, who showed me what courage really is. Namaste. Chapter 1. Had Cece de Poitiers known she was going to be murdered, she might have bought her husband Richard a Christmas gift. She might even have gone to her daughter's end-of-term pageant at Miss Edwards' School for Girls, or Girths, as Cece liked to tease her expansive daughter. Had Cece de Poitiers known the end was near, she might have been at work instead of in the cheapest room the Ritz in Montreal had to offer. But the only end she knew was near belonged to a man named Saul. "So what do you think? Do you like it?" She balanced her book on her pallid stomach. Saul looked at it, not for the first time. She'd dragged it out of her huge purse every 5 minutes for the past few days, in business meetings, dinners, taxi rides through the snowy streets of Montreal. Cece'd suddenly bend down and emerge triumphant, holding her creation as though another virgin birth. "I like the picture," he said, knowing the insult. He'd taken the picture. He knew she was asking, pleading for more, and he knew he no longer cared to give it. And he wondered how much longer he could be around Cece de Poitiers before he became her. Oh, not physically, of course. At 48, she